This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been almost 3 years since the UK voted to leave the European Union. The deadline for that, for Brexit, could be as soon as April 12th. To explore how what's happening over there matters to us over here, Kai Risdahl and the Marketplace team are spending a few days in London and in the countryside, hearing from regular Brits and key decision makers. We'll hear more from Kai about what he found later in the week. You can also follow along with our team on Instagram, which is at MarketplaceAPM. But for now, a small taste. For one man, the possibility of the UK breaking away from Europe and isolating itself brought to mind a quintessentially British dairy product and the story of its near extinction many times over. That man is an author who goes by John Bull online. He tweeted a pretty extensive thread about it, and we put it to music. Here he is.
Tweet 1. Let's talk about a subject very dear to me. Cheese. Specifically, how the last period of isolation from Europe and enforced austerity almost destroyed the glorious cheeses of the north of England forever. Let's talk about Wensleydale. Yorkshire Dales, located in the northern part of England, produce some of the finest cheeses in the world. They're a product of love, local cheesemaking knowledge, and, of course, the British weather. Foremost among them, to my mind, is a good Yorkshire Wensleydale. If you're not familiar with Dales cheeses, they're white, rich, and... well, look, just go eat some, OK? Or read this official government definition. The cheese is a creamy white colour with an open, crumbly, textured appearance. The outside of cheese is more yellow. This inconsistency is the hallmark of a truly handmade product, particularly in the cloth-bound cheeses. Find someone who looks at you the way the author of this definition looks at Wensleydale cheese. Tweet 4. Wensleydale has been made in the Dales since the 12th century, when a bunch of French monks rocked up with the recipe. Indeed, the cheese's first crisis came when Henry VIII, God's own Brexiteer, dissolved the monasteries. Luckily, when the monks left, the farmers made it themselves. Or, more specifically, the farmers' wives. They made it, improved it, defined it, and ensured that glorious, glorious British cheese thrived. Anyway, jump forward. Now we're in the late 1930s. Wensleydale has just survived another brush with death, thanks in no small part to Kit Calvert.
Yorit!
A local man who helped save the Wensleydale Creamery and became known as the King of Wensleydale. He fought tooth and nail to keep it being made locally throughout the Great Depression.
Tooth and nail!
Then World War II happens. World War II brings with it isolation, Battle of the Atlantic, rationing. The Ministry of Food allows only four types of cheese to be made. Cheddar, Cheshire, Leicester and Dunlop. No Dales cheeses, no Wensleydale. Facing the death of Dales cheeses, the Wensleydale Cheese Joint Conference meet with the ministry. How can I get on the ration books, they ask. Change Wensleydale, they're told. Make it less moist. Make it more generic. They reluctantly agree. Austerity Wensleydale is born. Seriously, I've tried it. It's freaking awful. It was a devil's pact, but the only way to survive. Four acceptable cheeses became five. Wensleydale was added to the list. But it came at enormous cost. The smaller farms just stopped making proper Dales cheese. Tweet 13. On to the mid-1950s. The Milk Marketing Board want to bring back all the cool cheeses. Remember Kit Calvert, the King of Wensleydale? They ask him to bring back Dale's cheeses. With a heavy heart, he tells them,
"Real Wensleydale cheese died in the early 1940s.
Kit had been to all 176 pre-war Dale's cheesemakers. Austerity Wensleydale had broken them.
There was all hell let loose in the Dale, and eventually they just chucked it, one after another.
The old ways of making Wensleydale and small cheeses in general were either forgotten, or those who knew them refused to return to cheesemaking. And this is Wensleydale's tragic secret. once shared by other great British cheeses. The cheeses we have now are often a result of extraordinary cheese archaeology. They're often because creameries and independent farmers have fought to rebuild lost cheesecraft. Tweet 17. Modern Yorkshire Wensleydale is amazing and unique. But it was birthed through decades of painful efforts to rediscover a lost art. So what's the point of this thread? Anyone who thinks cheese isn't relevant to Brexit needs to think again. Just as those French monks introduced Wensleydale back in the 12th century, we don't know what people in a few centuries will also think of as a no-brainer, brilliant, British, or even Yorkshire cheese. Want my guess? Yorkshire squeaky cheese. It was created by a Syrian refugee who ended up in Yorkshire. Trust me, it's amazing. So remember, British cheese is awesome, and it is more complex than you think.
That was John Bull reading a Twitter thread he wrote about Wensleydale cheese. You can find him on Twitter at Garius. And you can follow Kai and Marketplace's Brexit reporting on Instagram and read all our coverage at marketplace.org. By the way, we've got some photos of that cheese, just in case you're curious.